Eyes and personality. Listen to a radio program about how your eyes can predict your personality. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hello, and welcome to Radio 911. I'm Neil.
And I'm Rob.
Now, Rob, would you say that you are an introvert or an extrovert?
What a good question. Well, extroverts are confident in their personality. They're outgoing and comfortable in social situations. So I would have to say that, if anything, I'm the opposite. I'm more of an introvert. I'm really quite shy. I feel uncomfortable in social situations and I find it impossible to start conversations with strangers.
But you do so much work on the radio and TV, don't you? Some would say you have to be an extrovert to do what we do.
Ah, well, maybe I'm pretending to be an extrovert to hide the fact that I'm an introvert. It's quite a common thing, you know.
Well, it might not be so easy to hide in the future, because researchers have developed a computer program that can tell your personality by looking at where you look, tracking your eye movements.
Wow, that sounds pretty high-tech and a bit scary.
Sabrina Hopp is a researcher at the University of Stuttgart. She was interviewed on the BBC radio program All in the Mind. She spoke about an experiment where they tracked people's eye movements in real situations. Here she is, talking about the research.
The main finding in our study was that it is possible to predict something about someone's personality just by looking at eye movements. And before our study, it was not at all clear that this would be possible from eye movements in such an unconstrained real-world setting.
So the result of the experiment was that by following eye movements, a computer program was able to work out the personality of the subjects.
So how does the software work? For example, what are the differences between the eye movements of extroverts and introverts? Let's listen to Sabrina again.
We still don't really know in detail what makes the difference. We can only tell that there are differences, and we know that computer programs can pick up those differences. Maybe extroverts look up a lot because they want to look at people's faces, whereas super introverted people might just stare at their own shoes, if you want to take an extreme example. So we know it somehow changes our gaze patterns, or the way we move our eyes, but we don't yet understand the details. Somehow our program figured out how to extract this information.
So how does it work?
Who knows? If the researchers haven't figured it out yet, I'm sure I can't understand it. She did say that our personality somehow changes our gaze, changes where we look, and for how long. Maybe extroverts look up more, and introverts, like me, look down more.
Yes, it's interesting that she said the computer had found a way to read our eye movements, even if she didn't know how. It's time to bring this edition of Radio 911 to an end. We hope you can find a way to join us again next week.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hello, and welcome to Radio 911. I'm Neil.
And I'm Rob.
Now, Rob, would you say that you are an introvert or an extrovert?
What a good question. Well, extroverts are confident in their personality. They're outgoing and comfortable in social situations. So I would have to say that, if anything, I'm the opposite. I'm more of an introvert. I'm really quite shy. I feel uncomfortable in social situations and I find it impossible to start conversations with strangers.
But you do so much work on the radio and TV, don't you? Some would say you have to be an extrovert to do what we do.
Ah, well, maybe I'm pretending to be an extrovert to hide the fact that I'm an introvert. It's quite a common thing, you know.
Well, it might not be so easy to hide in the future, because researchers have developed a computer program that can tell your personality by looking at where you look, tracking your eye movements.
Wow, that sounds pretty high-tech and a bit scary.
Sabrina Hopp is a researcher at the University of Stuttgart. She was interviewed on the BBC radio program All in the Mind. She spoke about an experiment where they tracked people's eye movements in real situations. Here she is, talking about the research.
The main finding in our study was that it is possible to predict something about someone's personality just by looking at eye movements. And before our study, it was not at all clear that this would be possible from eye movements in such an unconstrained real-world setting.
So the result of the experiment was that by following eye movements, a computer program was able to work out the personality of the subjects.
So how does the software work? For example, what are the differences between the eye movements of extroverts and introverts? Let's listen to Sabrina again.
We still don't really know in detail what makes the difference. We can only tell that there are differences, and we know that computer programs can pick up those differences. Maybe extroverts look up a lot because they want to look at people's faces, whereas super introverted people might just stare at their own shoes, if you want to take an extreme example. So we know it somehow changes our gaze patterns, or the way we move our eyes, but we don't yet understand the details. Somehow, our program figured out how to extract this information.
So how does it work?
Who knows? If the researchers haven't figured it out yet, I'm sure I can't understand it. She did say that our personality somehow changes our gaze, changes where we look, and for how long. Maybe extroverts look up more, and introverts, like me, look down more.
Yes, it's interesting that she said the computer had found a way to read our eye movements, even if she didn't know how. It's time to bring this edition of Radio 911 to an end. We hope you can find a way to join us again next week.